Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, every Monday on our program, we focus on the hard work of an entrepreneur. And let me suggest that Stockvels have long been a cornerstone of community savings and financial empowerment. But as the country faces rising unemployment and economic uncertainty, could they hold the key to tackling these issues on a much broader scale? Tonight, I want to talk to Tsepo Moloi, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Stockvela. It's a groundbreaking company, I read, and it has a mobile app designed to simplify and modernize the way Stockvels operate by addressing challenges like administrative headaches, trust issues, and access to financial services. Stockvela is helping Stockvels unlock their full potential. So let's find out a little bit more about this story. Tsepo, good evening to you, and a very warm welcome. So we both agree that Stockvels have been a trusted financial tool for decades, but something inspired you to take something so deeply rooted in tradition and integrated with modern technology. What was that?
Good evening, Jeremy, and to your listeners. Great to be on your show. Yes, in agreement that Stockvels have been basic financial tools since the 19th centuries. And I think the simple inspiring is, how do we get them to be a fourth industrial revolutionized industry? You know, so the inspiration came from a challenge myself when I tried to run my own Stockvel, and it failed terribly, Jeremy. Having that engineering background, thinking that I can do everything on Excel, I got to realize that not much of the Stockvel industry is digitized. So I went into this journey seeing, how can we digitize this industry that seems to be have been left behind and underserviced, and yet such a very pivotal tradition within the South African industry.
Now, choose your next answer, Tsepo, very carefully, because you are talking to a baby boomer here. Trust is at the core of Stockvels, and many members, particularly older ones, I would suggest, are wary of technology. So how does your approach overcome this trust barrier and make sure that users feel secure? And be kind to me.
I will be extremely kind, Jeremy, you know, because trust is a cornerstone of Stockvels. In fact, is a cornerstone of even our own value as Stockvela. So one of our values is trust. And how do we get that right with especially people such as yourself, even myself, and believe it or not, even the younger generation, because it is a financial tool after all. We rely on one thing that many marketeers have relied on many years. It is word of mouth. So a lot of our users on our platform tell other users how great of a service, how great of the value that they're getting once they use Stockvela. So yes, the technology is one of it, but we go beyond the technology. We have online sessions, we have physical sessions where we visit Stockvels. So we do a lot of groundwork that people don't tend to see when they just look at the app or look at our website. So a lot of what we do and a lot of spreading of the word of Stockvela has been through a great word of mouth and great service. Like I said, one of the biggest elements in this industry is underservice, particularly from a financial perspective. And we are there to bridge that gap, to service them, you know, as best as we can be. I mean, when Stockvels come to us, they feel like they're getting private banking.
I want to pick you up on that phrase, word of mouth, because it's critical, because Stockvels do rely on face-to-face interaction, as you've just said to me, and I guess community bonding. So the biggest risk to your business would be losing that personal connection that is central to their success. So not your business, but the Stockvels business.
No, you rightfully notice. And this is why we always, when we engage Stockvels or anyone in the industry, we say we're not here to change. You know, we're here to enhance, right? And the enhancing is that book which Stockvels have, right? So what we focus at Stockvela are two elements at least. We first focus on that book. How do we digitize that book that can grow legs, that book that only the executives have access to, where transparency is important for all members, that book that sometimes get lost by mistake, not on purpose? How do we make sure that we digitize that part? However, the relationship, this is where the physical element lies. It's still within the group, the meeting on a weekend, the coffee and tea and scones on sharing stories, the learning from each other, that social impact of learning of, I didn't know anything about property, but because I visit my Stockvel every Saturday or every once a week, once a month, we get to learn from one another. We don't replace that. In fact, our whole element through our educational literacy that we try to run with StockFiles is to enhance it, is to make sure that the executive actually doesn't worry about the book, but focus on the actual running the group. And that's where the biggest bridging that we do as StockFiles.
And critical to success of this is ensuring accuracy and transparency for users, and I guess particularly at Zeppo when it comes to disputes, and these do happen.
They happen more than often, especially this time of the year, as we go into closure of the year, where a lot of payout happens. And when they do happen, I think one of the biggest value we've added to StockFiles, because we provided that digitization and that transparency, one is every StockFile gets their notification, whether it's via SMS or email, or every member gets their notification. So that transparency is there. But how we then step into the dispute, right? One is we don't control the StockFile, we just enhance it. So what would happen is that if a member has a dispute and it's a very important dispute, they would engage us. And then in engaging us, we would step in and talk together with the member and the executive to help to resolve that dispute. And none of the 10 we get it right, because it's just pure communication between the executive and the member. So disputes within, and because trust is already there, right? Dispute is purely because of the quality of communication within member and an executive, or member to member. And that's where we step in to provide those tools of better communication, better of engaging, and also making sure that what the executives say that the money will be used for, it's actually what it's supposed to be used for.
You also suggest, and I highlighted this at the beginning of our conversation, that StockFiles are a potential use for job creation. How then can they drive entrepreneurial activity and employment?
That's a beautiful question. So since we've been around for the past 8 years, and we are an FSP accredited company, what we've realized is that there is a gap between entrepreneurs in terms of funding, bridging funding, especially those ones who, you know, have the pedigree, but unfortunately they have not been able to get the right as they call it, the right accounts in place in order to get the traditional financing. But what we found that these entrepreneurs tend to say to StockFiles, to say, hey, I've got this product, how about we go on a profit sharing or a revenue sharing approach? If you fund me for my asset, whether what that asset is, I own a bike, a motorbike, and I deliver goods. And then if you fund me for that, for every delivery, I will return an income to you. So that's what we found, that somehow that happens. And you can see that how that becomes job creation. I mean, one of the biggest examples that we give, that we saw during the high peak of COVID, was a franchise StockFile that was able to gather just plus 120 members and were able to buy 2 franchise stores and create jobs amongst not only themselves, but the communities that the franchise store was in. And when I mean about amongst themselves, they were able to hire their own members who could deliver chips, who could deliver potatoes or vegetables for the franchise store. So the list goes on. So there is a very gap, a big gap, which StockFiles can step into, which traditional financing might find it very difficult. But because we know one another, and because I'm part of the StockFile and it has 300,000 at the bank or with StockFeller, and I'm looking to start something not only for myself but for my family, the StockFile can fund such a thing. So it is a 50 billion rand industry. It can be done if it's channeled properly.
And that is also illustrative of the power of the circular economy. Tsepo Moloi, thank you very much indeed. Fascinating conversation. Chief Executive Officer of StockFeller. It's a company with a mobile app designed to simplify and modernize the way in which StockFiles operate. And as you've just heard him say, it is a massive contributor to the South African economy. I appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.